Greetings and welcome. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, the magic of Smetana, some Yo-Yo Ma, maybe a little Marilyn, and yes, of course, some oboe music. To begin in style, why not start with some Respighi, an excerpt from his Pines of Rome. Now, this was developed by Respighi and Claudio Gustala, who was the librettist for Respighi's five operas. It's a symphonic poem and is the second orchestral work in his Roman trilogy. This also includes, maybe you know this, the Fountains of Rome and the Roman festivals. Now, each of the movements in this selection depicts pine trees in different locations in Rome at different times of day. Imagine that. Today we're going to hear the second movement, Pina Pressa Una Catacomba. It's a majestic dirge, and it represents pine trees near a catacomb in Campania. It uses all lower instruments, talking about the organ and trombones, and this is supposed to represent priests chanting. We have an incredibly great performance, and it is by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, with Sergei Ozawa conducting.
Thank you.
A nice way to transition into the program. That was a dirge. That was the second movement, Pina Presta Una Catacomba, from Respighi's Pines of Rome. And you are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And as promised at the top of the show, we're going to hear some beautiful music from Smetana. Now, this work celebrates this composer's nationalistic pride for his Czech heritage and country. And, of course, many of you may know I'm speaking about the Moldau, which was written between 1874 and 1879. Now, the artist himself remarked, and I quote, "By the grace of God and with his help, I will one day be a Liszt in technique and a Mozart in composition." These were words written at the tender age of 19 in his diary. You know what? I think he succeeded. This selection is the second of six symphonic poems from the orchestral piece My Country or the Moldau, and it represents scenes along the River Moldau in Bohemia. Now, he's kind of using an interesting technique. It's called word painting, music expressed as though it were a painting to be seen. So I'm just inviting you to enjoy the images you hear and see in this performance by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra with Liber Pesek conducting.
Thank you.
You can just picture the peace and, yes, the turbulence of the river. That was the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra with Libor Pesek conducting and Smetana's The Moldau. And it's that time of the day, you know, you kind of need a break for a latte or a tea and maybe a little chamber music. This comes from a great marquee classic disc. And we're going to hear three great Canadian musicians, James Somerville on horn, Rena Sharon on piano, and James Mason on oboe. This is the Allegro to Reinecke's Trio for Horn, Oboe, and Piano.
Thank you.
The Allegro from Reinecke's Trio for Horn, Oboe, and Piano. Three great Canadian musicians in that performance, James Somerville on horn, Rena Sharon on piano, and James Mason on oboe. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to change it up just, well, quite a bit, and hear the stylings of an actress, perhaps the most famous actress who could shimmy across the screen. We're going to hear the breathless sounds of Marilyn Monroe.
I want to be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I want to be loved by you alone, boop-boop-be-doo. I want to be kissed by you, just you, nobody else but you. I want to be kissed by you alone. I couldn't aspire to anything higher than to feel the desire to make you my own. Ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-doo-dee-dum. I want to be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I want to be loved by you alone.
Don't think I've ever heard more patoodly dee dilly doom dilly dump. I don't even think I can say them. That was the unique and airy sounds of Marilyn Monroe, and it comes from a disc called The Essential Recordings. She was a talent in her time. That was I Want to Be Loved by You. But it is the time in the program that I look forward to all the time, and we're talking about oboe music time. This is the time where we celebrate kind of the underrated or understood instrument, which is incredibly beautiful. This morning's selection is by another legendary oboist, Robert Bloom. Now, after starting on the cello, he took up the oboe and studied at the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia. He then moved on to join the Philadelphia Orchestra, the Rochester Orchestra, also the NBC Orchestra under none other than Arturo Toscanini. We're going to be hearing his Requiem, which comes from his Sonata for Oboe and Piano. This work incorporates a lot of Jewish elements. It was written actually in memory of his father, Julius, who was a famous cantor and whose musicianship and warmth provided the inspiration. But he's not playing this time. We're going to hear Humbert Lucarelli. This is Robert Bloom's Requiem. What a beautiful performance. That was Humbert Lucarelli on oboe, joined by the Brooklyn Philharmonic Orchestra and Robert Blum's another oboist, Requiem. But we're going to switch the pace just a little bit. I'm in the mood for something fast to get the juices flowing. So why not some Beethoven? His Symphony No. 3 is known as the Eroica. It's Italian for heroic. And this is a musical work marking the full arrival, some people say, as the composer's middle period. It was completed back in August of 1804 and first performed on the 7th of April in 1805. The movement that we're going to hear is the third movement, and it's a trio featuring hunting calls from three horns. So let's hear the call. This is a stellar performance, the Berlin Philharmonic, with none other than Herbert von Karajan conducting. Thank you. How exhilarating is that? That was the scherzo from Beethoven's Symphony No. 3, the Eroica, a performance by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra with Herbert von Karajan directing. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And to round off the program, two phenomenal musicians. I'm speaking about Yo-Yo Ma and Bobby McFerrin. This next selection came out back in 1992 when classical and mainstream collaborations were coming out by more classical artists. Yo-Yo Ma writes of this collaboration on the album Hush, that is, and I quote, "It is a musical celebration of life, from youth to old age. While in so many ways this album speaks to children, it is equally true that perhaps its central goal is to release the child in the adult." Wise words. So from the CD Hush, we're going to hear Ave Maria. What a nice way to end the program. That was Yo-Yo Ma and Bobby McFerrin and Ave Maria. That comes from their disc back in the 90s called Hush. You've been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thanks for joining me. Till next time.